I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The United States may at least officially have one less enemy very soon. President Bush announced a deal with North Korea on that country's nuclear weapons program. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, the deal has skeptics on the American right and left and in at least one key ally.
It was supposed to happen back in December, but today the North Koreans finally gave their nuclear declaration to the Chinese. Tomorrow, foreign news organizations will roll their cameras as North Korea destroys the cooling tower at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. President Bush said today that the U.S. is ready to do its part under the framework of the six-party talks.
First, I'm issuing a proclamation that lifts the provisions of the Trading with the Enemy Act with respect to North Korea. And secondly, I am notifying Congress of my intent to rescind North Korea's designation as the state sponsor of terror in 45 days.
However, Mr. Bush said North Korea has a long to-do list before it can enter the good graces of the international community.
It must dismantle all of its nuclear facilities, give up its separated plutonium, resolve outstanding questions on its highly enriched uranium and proliferation activities, and end these activities in a way that we can fully verify.
If the North Koreans fail to live up to their side of the bargain, the deal is off and sanctions can be reinstated. But even among longtime advocates of engagement with North Korea, there's a lot of skepticism.
The deal is positive movement in the right direction. It just does not go far enough.
Jack Pritchard is the Bush administration's former top negotiator for North Korea. He says the North Koreans are being given a pass on two vital issues.
They have repeatedly said and continue to say that they have no uranium enrichment program, and they did not provide assistance to Syria in the building of a plutonium-related nuclear reactor. So their denials seem to indicate that this is a very hollow part of the agreement.
U.S. officials say North Korea will be held accountable for any nuclear dealings with Syria, and that the North Koreans will have to come clean on the uranium enrichment question. That's a possible alternative path to nuclear weapons. The president said today that his administration is under no illusions about what kind of regime they're dealing with in North Korea. Conservative hawks in Washington aren't buying it, though.
I have to say I disagree. I frankly think they are delusional about how they're dealing with the North Korean regime at this point.
That's Carolyn Leddy. Leddy worked for the Bush administration on security issues up until late last year. She quit, she says, because she was frustrated.
A comprehensive nuclear declaration is supposed to include all of their nuclear programs, all of their facilities. It's pretty clear that the U.S. lowered expectations for what they expected from the North Koreans, and that this declaration will merely supplement in a very small way what we already know about their plutonium program.
Bush administration officials say North Korea has agreed to provide access to the facilities and documents that could help shed light on these questions. The president has also tried to ease concerns in Japan. A hot-button political issue there is the unresolved abduction of Japanese citizens by North Korean agents during the 1970s and 80s. Sankei newspaper editor Yoshi Komori says there's a feeling in Japan that the Bush administration is letting the North Koreans off the hook on the abductions issue by removing them from the U.S. terrorism list.
I think literally there will be a lot of tears shed and a lot of frustration would mount. And it would constitute a serious erosion on the Japanese confidence with its relationship with the United States.
The Japanese are sure to ask Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice about the abduction issue while she's in Japan this week. As for the televised destruction of the cooling tower at the Yongbyon nuclear facility scheduled for tomorrow, nuclear experts say it might make for some great TV. But in practical terms, it's really just a photo opportunity because the Yongbyon facility has already been largely shut down. Word has it that the North Korean government is getting top dollar for access to the event. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
You can see the Yongbyon facility for yourself at theworld.org.